I'm gonna read you like about four lines of this. I really never know what to read. Yeah. It's called practicing CPR on those that don't need it in case you run into a heroin overdose. I know it's wrong and it can't be right, but sometimes I get these crazy thoughts inside my head, like I wanted to shoot someone with Narcan and administer CPR to them, and even if I know they don't need it. I know a lot of people would ask, why would you do that, dog? And I said, just for practice. I ain't gonna finish that one yet. This is called Confessions of Stealing a Red Pair of Panties. Nobody likes to talk about the stuff like this or admit they have knowledge, and this is not a confession, and even if it was, I used to go to confession, had to confess and tell you the truth. I didn't always tell the truth when I confessed. In fact, I made things up and left things out depending on the swing of the moment or if I felt sorry. Which, to tell you the truth, I didn't have much sorrow and believe in my heart of hearts that you should at least fake like you were sorry. Besides, I never really felt comfortable about talking about certain things, and to this day, I don't believe that they should be made public, like hanging your dirty laundry, unless there's a benefit, like you're going to feel good about yourself, and somebody's going to buy you ice cream, which usually isn't the case, usually far from it, and it makes my belly laugh out loud when I hear the pious eavesdroppers stick their noses where they don't belong. Because tell you sure, they are just plain nosy and far worse and sinner than I could ever be, because I've peeked in many windows by looking into their eyes, because everyone knows the eyes are the windows of the soul. Anyway, it goes on and on. I'll finish it next week. My point is, if you've got to go to confession, it's the thing in Catholic. Don't always tell the truth. Kind of make stuff up. If you're a writer, it's a lot of fun. Hey, I'll see you next week. Thank you.